nothing to write.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your hosts, Mrs. Woog, and my good friend,
Mrs. Berry.
And welcome to all of our new subscribers and listeners.
I know. Hopefully they're still here from last week.
I just noticed you've got quite the pimple on your neck.
Oh, do I? Where is it?
We'll get that later.
Well, it's day two. So really, I plucked a hair out of, like, my neck today that was a good centimetre long. Black one.
Isn't it funny how they just pop up overnight?
Overnight. I have to say, Miss Swoog, I'm a little edgy today.
Like, yes,
a little,
you seem a bit cross.
I'm a bit cross because I think because it's day two.
Oh, yeah. Day two. No, day three is the worst.
True.
So, happy Sunday to you guys.
So, I slept. I'm having a pillow crisis at the moment. And
yes,
so the pillow.
We can't talk about that enough.
Because the pillow I slept on last night, so that's done something to my neck. It was possibly one of the shittiest weeks to be a woman this week in Australia. And also any thoughtful man that, you know, just.
Most of them are.
Yes. So,
how was your week?
I'm not putting it up there as one of the best.
No, I'm going to have to agree with you there.
I don't think it was personally on. It wasn't one of my worst, but it just wasn't.
It was
great.
It was bogged down with an underlying sense of sadness and hopelessness, I thought.
And, you know, it did. Someone did point out to me on Monday that Mercury is back in fucking retrograde.
It can go up my anus if.
Now,
for all I
listen,
care.
Like, I am betwixt and between when it comes to these things, like Mercury in retrograde and star signs and all of that sort of stuff. I pretty much sort of look at it and roll my eyes, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But then I am the sort of person that does actually believe that if we were more in tune with just the organic nature of our beings, then perhaps we just wouldn't be so fucked. So I'm a bit, you know, I find it difficult. The flip side of that is we did do a little saging at work on Friday afternoon, which I found absolutely hilarious and had all of my workmates just going, are you having good thoughts? If you're just snarking, it was very funny. We were anyway.
Yes, how was my week?
Yeah, how was your week?
Shit. I'm not even going to even pretend to lie. It was a piece of plop.
Was it?
Yep. I just
from beginning
did
to
not
end.
Like it. And one more bit. And this is up last year. Remember how last week we said that this year's been fabulous so far?
Yeah.
And you said, don't worry, it's only been 6 weeks in.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the seventh week has truly kicked my ass.
What happened?
Well, Caroline Flack, who is a UK television presenter, had been suffering from depression and had been tabloided to death. Hung herself last Saturday.
Oh.
And I liked her very much.
Right.
And that coincided with 6 years ago today, my friend Charlotte Dawson took her own life in the same way, hung herself after being hounded. So I've had that hanging over me, which was just so 6 years today to this bit, like almost to the minute that
bloody
I got
hell.
That news through. And I'd had lunch with her during the week and you would not have known that was even.
No.
She pulled on a very, very, very heavy mask to hide what was going through.
Yeah.
So that's sort of all. And then, of course, the Hannah Clark and her babies being murdered by her estranged husband brought back very strong memories of me and my friend Maria and her children, Martin and Ellie.
And tell me, remind me what.
And,
was their story?
Maria was trying to leave her husband and he was having an affair with someone in the Philippines, but he didn't want that to happen, so he hooked up the deadly nitrous gas throughout the house.
Oh,
and
yes.
So I met Maria when I started with Jack at the Shepherd Centre, and she was the kindest, most beautiful, and very much what I'm getting from Hannah Clark, that just lived for her family.
Mm.
And so it's been like one of those weeks where I've just.
And I think a lot of.
And it's just so, the whole thing is just unnecessary sadness caused by other people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then people were on Twitter going, when you know, Hannah succumbed to her injuries later that evening.
Oh.
And they were going.
It was for the best. Oh. Someone actually wrote, for the best.
It's a blessing in disguise. And I fucking lost my... I don't lose my shit on Twitter very much because, you know, everyone else is doing it. But I lost my shit. I just said, you know what? No, this is a fucking blessing in disguise. She should be tucking her kids into bed.
Yeah.
And what a fucking stupid thing to say.
Yeah. I think for many of us this week, it has been about rage at how this can happen at all, let alone the fact that it is still happening to women.
And in the most heinous way.
And then also that anyone could be trying to defend or explain this behaviour, like that man did.
There is no excuse.
And, you know, I was thinking about this morning, that if you're a journalist, there is now training that you have to do if you are reporting on, let's say, I know that the ABC, when I was at the ABC, there was training that you had to do on if you were for reporting on Indigenous affairs. And if you were reporting on Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander affairs, you had to go and do this course so that you did it in a culturally appropriate and sensitive way. And what I want to know is why every single journalist who walks this earth, because I certainly have never done it, does not have some sort of training where they are taught about how to report and write about domestic violence, about child sexual, like about pedophilia, about these things, so that we do not see headlines about that mention someone's sporting prowess in the same concept, in the same sentence, or in the same story of the fact they doused their partner and their children in petrol and then watched them burn alive before killing themselves. Like, I don't understand it. And I am so angry. And I'm so angry.
We said that we wouldn't talk too much about it, but I've just been doing a little bit more reading this morning. She had offered him 50-50% custody of her children. Do you know what I mean? She was trying to, like, what else could she do?
But this is
about him controlling her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the kids, the collateral damage.
Yeah. There is, and I think one of the things, on one level, I am so angry and upset about what happened to Hannah and her children. But the thing that I am more, that I am just so consumed by is the fact that in 2020, we are still in a situation where the discussion and the reaction around this still has people victim blaming, and still, I just don't understand how we as a society are not at a point of just actually going, why? What is in our society that we are actually letting a person who could do that even exist? You know, like, why?
And I think
that mentality was put into that man when he was a kid.
Yeah.
As to his dominance and his strength and his right. That's what this was all motivated by, was what were his rights.
And he owned her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until we as a society go, enough, then this is going to kill me.
The problem that happens, Kim, is that this happens. Everyone gets their aura,
and then it all goes,
away again. Yeah. But
and that's why I actually put up on Mamma Mia. Actually, did a really. She's put up a really good thing today, talking about the statistics. And then I've linked to that on my own Instagram. But just go and check out Mamma Mia's one. It talks about the actual numbers. And then I've actually put a thing up after it saying, We cannot let this cannot be another one. This cannot be another, you know, like a mass shooting in America. This cannot be, another woman cannot die. And all of us, and I want it to be men and I want it to be women, but I'm really saying this to our audience because we're women, is You write to your MP. You write to the PM. You write to the...
And can we all pledge to do that this
and
week,
then you
please?
Write to the principal of your kid's school, and you write to the school, to your school, to your sporting groups, and you write and you say, what are we doing? What are you doing to support the women within our club, within our school, within whatever it is, within our workplace? What are we doing to support those women? Because those women are probably not going to come out and say, hey, I'm getting bashed at home, or hey, I've got a partner who's threatened if I ever leave, he's going to kill me. So what?
Even the emotional and financial abuse. There's so many different types.
And so we're going to. I want everyone to do that. Pulling together a list. I've started it at home. I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page today as a file. You can put things up as a file. I'm going to put it there, and then I don't.
Write like a suggested?
I'm going to put that up, and I don't know if you can print it off. I don't know, but I want everyone in their workplace to print it off and put it up on a wall in their canteen or their whatever it is that has all of these support numbers and all of these places, because a lot of those women are not going to talk about it. But if they know that someone else in that office knows that they care, and that it's horrendous. And I don't, you know, and I know there's women in our group.
I know
there's hot flushers who have been in this place. Some are still in that place.
I know that there's some listening right now who are in that place because they have told us.
And I know we've had a couple of little spin-off groups, like the group that are doing the not buying anything.
That's me.
If we need to create that safe space for women in our age group who are in that position, I don't care what age group they're in. If we need to do that, I want you to know that you can reach out to me and Kate in the most ultimate of safety and security, and we will just work out how we can do that so that your safety and security is not jeopardized. But that you have a space with other women who can talk and support you, because I'm done. I am done of getting angry and then getting on with my life.
Yeah, and I'm done of even yesterday, 49-year-old woman stabbed to death by a 40-year-old partner at her home.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm done. I'm angry and I'm going to rant about this until my last dying breath, because until we start doing something with our community and our population from when our children are born, from when our boys are born, and teaching them that they do not have a God-given right over anything except themselves, and that loving and caring and kindness are what drive a civilized society, then...
And unfortunately, when you look to our leaders, we don't have a lot.
There's not none.
There's not a lot of inspiration there either.
I would just like to point out that every Prime Minister, the last four Prime Ministers we've had, have all supported, endorsed, or written letters of recommendation or support for people who have been convicted of child sex crimes. Great. That's awesome. Jog it in. I'm sorry. So, yeah, that's... So you combine that with all of that with the fact that it's also day two, and the fact that I had a double shot coffee this morning. I'm just, yeah, quite cranky. Anyway. Hi. We've got a guest. But she's just going to quietly sit in the background while I yell and scream at you all. Right, can we move on?
Yes, please.
Did you have... What was something good that happened to you this week?
I went to the endodontist and had dental surgery.
That is not good.
It was not good and it hurt.
Yeah.
They had to knock me out.
Were you completely knocked out?
Yeah. Because of my gag reflex. And I woke up an hour and a half later feeling like I'd been punched in the jaw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's still a little bit sore.
Yeah. They've done a very... Because you don't have any... There's no swelling.
It was a bit different yesterday.
Was it all?
But I'm on a regimen of decent, like...
It's fucking hot in here. I think that's just my rant. Sorry. That's like my Barnaby rant you had the other week where you got all hot and had to have a little lie down.
Here we go. So that wasn't fun.
But something nice? Was there something nice?
Oh, I ate a bag of Chicos afterwards. Ooh. There's been a bit of a Chico revolution. I'll go and get some more.
I just need to see.
Know your portions.
Know your portions. Four Chicos equals one serve. Well, I just ate about three serves in one mouthful. I just wanted to see.
Chicos have become very popular since I started posting about them.
Yeah, I know.
Even my friend, but Mrs. Goodman bought a packet and then gave them to me because she said they were disgusting. And they're the only, our guest in the studio doesn't like them either, by the gag she's doing. The only good thing is that my kids hate them, so Mr. Wogan and I are on, like, just, we're in heaven.
Yeah. Once you find a treat that your kids hate.
Now, Coles have cottoned onto the fact that I've been spruiking them, so they now have big displays, and they're half price at $1.50 per packet. So if you need to go get your Chico fix, go to
Coles.
That's
a cheap treat, too.
Yeah.
That's a cheap treat. And they don't cause laxative effect.
No, of course they don't.
No, they just probably gum you up.
But they really are divisive.
Mm. Do you want to know what was a good thing that happened to me this week?
What?
I went to see Amanda Palmer.
Who's the golfer.
And she was awesome. And
was it really 4 hours?
Yes, it was 4 hours. Except Robert and I, and the show's called There Will Be No Intermission.
So you couldn't have a drink or anything.
So, well, I got drunk at a work event before that because, you know, I knew it was going to be a long night. I didn't get drunk. I got tipsy because they kept refilling my champagne. Yeah. And then I was walking through the Botanic Gardens, and that very smart-looking young man flirted with me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I've not had a man flirt with me since...
Well, you know how I...
I don't know. Never.
Since the...
I don't think I've ever had anyone flirt with me.
The Cutlet incident.
Yeah, the night ride bus.
So anyway, I've just got to tell you one thing that's quite funny. You know how I schooled you on stories saying you should be home in bed?
Yes.
Then I got a message from someone saying not all people like who work from home can't have long boozy lunches, so give her a break.
Oh!
And I was like, well, slay.
Down.
I was like, you've got a very good point. Speaking of booze, it's time for booze reviews.
Oh, booze reviews. Yeah, so we went to Amanda Palmer, and then we got to interval, because even though there's the shows There Will Be No Intermission, there was an intermission, and Rob just sort of quietly leaned over and goes, I don't know about you, but... And I went, oh, thank God, can we go? And we went.
Why was
so we saw half of it. No, it was awesome, but I was literally like, it was already 10:30. And I was like, no, that can't be right. Must have been 9:30. And I was like... She's having it, and then it's going to go from like, so then it's not going to start to 10, and then till mid, and then we've got to get home. And I'm too old for that shit. Oh, she's amazing, though. Yeah. And what other good things happened to me this week? I interviewed like a big MD, like a big company MD. That was a bit exciting. But I was so stressed about it because I've interviewed MDs and CEOs of other companies, but not like a...
prime ministers.
Not like a big... Yeah, I've even... Yeah, same. But I don't know, like this was like their financial results came out, so I was asking him about that stuff. And, you know, like, I sat there for a good few hours looking at financial results, just going, but I don't understand. Like, if that number's gone up, but that number's gone down, how's that a good result? I don't understand. It was very stressful. It was very tense.
Okay.
But I did well.
We're doing a booze reviews now, so that means that I'm booze going reviews. To be popping this on
we
the
are powering through.
Popping this on the live. Well, you've got shit to do.
I do have shit to do. Do you know what I've got to do? I've got to go home and make a potato salad for a team dinner of a rep sporting team that my child is not yet, like, officially a member of. So he could not actually make the cut, but I'm still making potato salad for 30 people. It's like the $515 I spent last night buying the kit and the fees for it, even though we're not actually officially a team member yet.
Okay, shut up.
$515.
So this week's booze reviews.
People wonder why kids don't play sport anymore.
Stop it. It's a little bit similar to last week's when we did a zesty lime.
Okay.
So can you take the top off? This is being filmed live, so don't fuck around. No, don't do that. No, don't.
No. Oh, no. Oh, I've got a... Oh, I don't know. I didn't see anything.
You ruined everything.
I didn't. I'm really... It's day two. And I'm caffeinated. Okay. That's sweet. That's very sweet. Okay. It's either like a... It's either like a lemon rusky or it's like maybe a melon. What? Maybe a... I could easily drink about 6 of them and then do a multi, you know, technicolour vomit in your backyard.
Okay, do you want to reveal?
Whose socks are these?
Oh, hang on, stop. Okay, reveal.
Oh god, it looks like a bowl of piss. It is a vodka cruiser. Pineapple. Why couldn't I think of it? There's pineapple.
I was going to get the guava one, but I just couldn't come at that.
Oh no.
I think that's
guava. Oh no, guava. Oh, guava's okay. It's the other one. What's that other fruit that comes out of New Zealand?
The jackfruit.
No.
The durian.
No. There's a fajoya or the fajoa or
that
the,
sounds like a venereal disease.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Oh, that's don't eat those. Recording.
Yeah, we are still recording. I love how we do actually forget that. Okay, a pineapple cruiser. Yeah, this brings back a lot of memories from.
Well, you know, I've never had a cruiser until last week. So I thought we'd just try another flavour.
I can't believe you never had them. What were you drinking?
Have you ever had a cruiser, Mrs. O'Neill?
Never.
You don't drink, though, do you?
JJ does, though.
You don't drink, though. That's that whole teetotaling aspect of your life, isn't it?
She says as she has a glass of white wine. okay, what we've decided to do this week is not answer your questions because we want to hear the good.
That's right. So I did actually say...
We haven't pre-read any of these.
No. So I said that we're podcasting, but you had to tell us one good thing that happened to you this week. So we thought after that very heavy first 10 minutes, we're going to do some nice goodness and light in the next 10 minutes.
So this is all the good stuff that's been happening.
Okay. Okay, Louise, I was almost not going to read it because it didn't actually sound that great, but then you came good at the end. Louise said she spent a week in the Adelaide Hills with the disaster response organisation she's with, Team Rubicon Australia, hashtag not sponsored, but while down there, discovered the joys of Applewood gin and Melba's chocolate.
I think the thought of Applewood gin...
Is it good?
So good.
Can I come and have one this afternoon?
Their Applewood gins are beautiful.
Okay, well, that's yep. That done.
And Melba's chocolate, I think Melba's do a dark chocolate dipped dried apricot, which is next level. Oh, and Louise also says their limoncello is great. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Leah made it through her second week of TAFE. Yay!
We can't fuck around because there's 100 million things.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why I'm going quickly. Laurie Ann, said, 15 years, I don't have to work Saturdays anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's like we got our Saturdays back with no dancing and no tutoring.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Hey, Erin says she's waiting for the Bad Loves to play live in Marrickville. Oh, my God. Are they still alive?
Is that the one that says, think you're old off Sally?
No. No. What is that, the Eagles or something?
They call me the Wild.
No, that's Nick Cave. The Bad Loves did Green Limousine, I think.
No, they didn't.
I'm pretty sure they did. Why is that not on? They didn't turn it on. God, my pits are like sweat balls.
Donna, our favourite.
It's not coming. Why is it not coming on?
One good thing, licorice bullets, because the other thing happened to give me the shits.
Oh.
Daryl Lee.
Oh, right. Oh, I see what she's meaning, yes. Yeah, no, the Daryl Lee ones are great.
Oh, my God, I purchased Chico's the other day because a flusher mentioned them in here. And guess what I want now? Well, we've just finished our whole packet.
Deb got sandstone pavers that were 75% off. Oh, my God. If that isn't a hot flush of victory, I don't know what is. That is so... There's a guy that I follow on Insta and on Twitter whose name I can't remember, but he does these
very influential, obviously.
He does these amazing tweets where he's talking about, you know, if you didn't know what being 48 was like, that's that's one of those. So pavers, 75%. Ruth was watching a multi-million-dollar drug bust play out two doors down. That's exciting.
Well, that's like what happened here.
Yeah. $3 million in street value on the news. Nice.
Kate, my friend Kate, who... Have you been married and I didn't get invited? Anyway, did you
who?
Hear about...
What?
Renee's getting married too.
Who?
Renee. Our friend Renee.
Really?
Yeah. She was going out on a first date with this guy from Tinder, and I went over to her house. So I was down in Melbourne for work, and she was showing me what I was going to wear, and I said no. And I
took
the dress off my back and gave it to her, and that was the magical lucky dress, and now they're engaged.
That is awesome. And also Renee's daughter, oh, my God.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Okay, but Kate, she's restarted keto after her Christmas break, dropped 3 kilos since Monday, and I managed only to put 1 kilo over the break.
Okay. You're okay. Ahead. Yeah, well done. Julie caught up with some friends. That's, you see, awesome. That's what you got to do. Kimberly got to see Elton John. Okay, he floats your boat.
You shut up.
Oh, come on.
Oh, who even are you?
Oh, so overrated.
But this got...
Oh, she got tickets to Rod Stewart. Oh, my God.
This is pissing me off. That got balanced off by telling me, being told that I'd let myself go, ballooned and got fat on Monday, and I think it was her partner. That's not on. That's not on.
What? Who's on? What? No, that was a few weeks ago. That was the partner that said they thought that the partner had let themselves go. And we kind of made light of it. And then my friend Val went, guys, I know we're trying to make this funny, but it's not. And it's not. Because it's just, it's another form of control.
Yeah, I hate it.
No, we're not. Okay. Yeah. Jenny finished her book chapter and contribution. Nice.
It's always a good feeling.
Jill, awesome performance reviews. I love that. Oh, look. And her area of development was to prioritize her personal well-being.
And do less. Jill, I want to come and work where you work.
That's awesome. Sarah, she started a dream job. Oh, my God. That's exciting. Sarah's my dietitian.
Oh, so she's a dietitian.
Well, yes. Yes, she is. But she really specializes also in not just, you know, eat cottage cheese, but also in let's actually talk to you about your emotional relationship. She's great. And I had 1 hour session with her before Christmas. And
thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, very different. So, Sarah, I'm very happy for you. Oh, Kylie spent an hour playing with a puppy. Well, that's going to do it, isn't it?
Abnormals are absolutely the best.
Yes.
They are the best yes. thing.
Sarah had a colonoscopy and gastroscopy combo.
We're recording.
Yeah, I know. Does this look good though?
Yes, that top's great. That's a Felix top. He'd wear that. But what's with those shorts?
You can't wear those shorts.
No, I'm not wearing them. I'm going to the festival.
Can you, Lizzie, you help him style him for the festival?
What's wrong with the shirt?
No, the shirt's very, very music festival. She's going to put him in like, she's going to make him look like, you know.
That's Horatio and Jack are off to some... under 18s dance club.
Yeah, no, thing. He has to wear that shirt. That's compulsory, like, dance party shirt.
How many times have you been to a dance music festival?
Felix. I'm watching it with Felix. Oh, okay. I watch what they all wear and just go, that is so fugly, and they all love it.
Have you seen what Jack's wore to it?
Yes, I did. He wore a Hawaiian shirt, didn't he? Has it got flamingos? Yes. There's a great...
Is that a good dance festival?
Yeah, there's a great Batuta... advocate story about what you wear to the music festival, and it's either a flamingo shirt or a pineapple shirt.
Very funny. Underneath he's got a full, so when he takes his shirt off he's covered in glitter.
Sweet Jesus.
Look at the gorgeous girl he's taking.
Who is that?
Emma.
Who's Emma?
His mate.
Oh, okay.
Why do they wear that?
Well, she's actually wearing a lot more than what most girls wear to music festivals.
Oh, is that right?
They just get around with just like... Felix told me at the last one he went to, there was a girl that literally just had the pasties on her nipples and a pair of, like, denim underpants. And
go!
I don't, like, seriously, I mean, if I had the body, and I'm going to a music festival where you're all off, like, tits on, you know, pingers, go for it.
But I don't think they get all breath tested and...
Well, that's... Yeah, well, that's... Before they get that's... That's... Okay.
Put your hand away.
Okay, no, I'm reading. I'm trying to find a good one. Well, that's a bit rude. Yeah, that was a bit rude. Sorry. Some people's definition of good is not what my definition is, and I'm the boss. So, you know, step up your game.
Do you think you're the boss of me?
No. Actually, I could be.
You could be.
Yeah.
I can't talk very much today.
No, I know. I'm
so sorry.
We're totally the boss of each other. We boss each other all the time.
Yeah.
Andrew went to the Australian Meat Emporium in Alexandria. On the way out, you could go in a draw to win one of 600 barbecues. He won a barbecue.
Oh God, only happened to Andrew.
And now he's in a draw to win 24K trip for two to the Tokyo Olympics. Wow. That's good. As long as you don't get, you know, the second prize of the coronavirus. No, it's actually called COVID-19 now, people. Coronavirus is the group of viruses that this virus is a part of. So SARS is also a coronavirus.
I think we should have a cruiser virus.
So it's called COVID-19. I want to ask Andrew, that Australian Meat Emporium, is that the one where they actually give you like a coat to put on. You literally go into like a big refrigerator, like freezer room, and you choose your stuff. Anyway, he can answer that on the Facebook page. Justine got a job interview for a great role in an awesome location. Justine, you must keep us posted. My granddaughter, Roxanne, says her granddaughter, who is just two and a bit, told her that she loves her.
Aww.
That's pretty cute. I danced for work. What?
This week.
Vian, I danced for work this week. Too fun.
She might have been a pole dancer.
Ah, she might be. Those women, I don't know how they do it. It's so fit.
We've talked about that.
We have, I know.
Then you said you were bored.
Janine had her annual blood test results for blood sugars and cholesterol. Both down. Haven't lost any weight, haven't put any on. That's fine. That's good. That's great.
There's always a lot of talk about Outlander, and I don't know. It sounds like a car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I worked with a woman briefly who was very much into Outlander.
Got a much overdue hair overhaul today. Sandra, I'm going next week. I'm not one of these people that upkeep. I let myself go until I look haggard as fuck, and then I go and get my nails done and waxed. I like it takes me a day. But it's remarkable what it does for yourself.
What are you going to do to your hair?
I'm just going to, had lunch with Sash and Lizzie this week, and she's just going to take more bulk out of it, and we've just got that much to grow, and then...
Oh, you're going to keep growing it?
Yeah, what? Just another inch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You judgmental cunt.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizzie.
Ouch.
Rose purchased items needed to transfer her children's VHS videos to her computer to preserve the memories. She's going to be learning some new skills, which is also awesome. Rose, that is the sort of process that I would be all on board for. I would buy all the stuff. I would do about 4 minutes of the first one and then go, this is so fucking boring and tedious, and then outsource
it. I'm sure there is somewhere you can send that to and it will come back. Don't waste your time.
No, but she's learning a new skill. So it's her positive thing. Let's be positive.
Positive again, punch you in the face. And I don't know.
Amanda had a bra fitting. Best bra fitting ever. DJ's Jenny served me in the change room with me 10 bras tried on in under 10 minutes. Tits out everywhere. Fitted me the most comfortable bras I've ever worn. Newcastle DJ's, by the way. Best part, remembered I had a gift voucher for $200 from Christmas in my handbag.
I'm just going to zoom in and have a look at which one. Simone Pearly are the loveliest of bras. Well done. And I see there's an E there, so well done.
And an F. She's got the girls. She's got the business.
Oh, she's got an F there too. Awesome.
I really actually do need new bras and actually proper fitted bras. But I just...
I've got a girl.
You what?
I've got a girl who'll come do it next time you're in.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, good. Because I've got to do it, but I just can't keep finding the thing.
Got to go to a Guilty Feminist podcast recording in Monday.
Oh, that was Angie.
Do you listen to them? No. You know we need to do a live podcast soon.
We really do. And do you know what? We need to do a live one. We need to do one. No, I'm not going... I mean, I love you dearly, but it's so fucking hot up there. I'm not going up there until it's, I don't know, the next ice age hits. We need to do that, but I also just want to just have a night. Like, I just want to, let's all meet at the Green Gate. That's too elitist. Let's all meet at, I don't know, like somewhere, a pub in the city somewhere. Yeah. And then, so everyone, just in Sydney.
Lucy Bloom, and then we're going to go out for drinks after that.
Yes, people could meet up. We could meet people after that.
The boyfriend out.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, it's not pretty.
Actually, that's what we could do, is we can do the Lucy Bloom
brunch,
and then we can just do an open invite for anyone who wants to come meet us for a drink.
Or lunch. After. At a pub, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, leave that with me. I'll organise that in my spare time.
Which means she won't do any of that.
Also, what's happening with the Kangaroo Island concept?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Have you forwarded that? Have you progressed that?
We've talked about it.
Okay, do you want to maybe get some dates happening?
Yes, shall do. I love this from Kirsten. I found my voice and call one of my best friends out of her behaviour towards me. It's good on you.
Kirsten. That is awesome.
Do you know what?
Kirsten, I have now a list of about 6 people I need to post stuff to. But if you DM me your address, you will be the 7th. And potentially next weekend, I might get to the post office and send you a jar of jam.
Do you remember all the people who...
Yeah, I've got a list.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not that recalcitrant.
I think that's so good. And honestly, when I have been called out on my behaviour towards friends, which hasn't happened a lot, I actually... shut up. I actually thank them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can be a shitty friend.
Yeah. Well, we all do it. We're human.
Yeah.
We all have moments when we drop the ball.
So when I piss somebody off to the point that they've said, you know what, that was really fucked. And I go, it was really fucked and I'm so sorry. Yeah. Because I'm not that arrogant to think that I'm perfect.
No. None of us are. Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
I'm sure you're owed some jam.
By Wednesday this week, after advertising in various local somethings, I locked in 2 art parties and 2 regular art lessons.
Good.
Oh, my God. Vicky. Joyce booked a holiday in Hawaii with her girlfriends to celebrate 5 years breast cancer free. Okay, Joyce, you need to DM me as well.
Yes, Joyce, there's a jam in that for you, Joyce.
There is a jam in that for you.
Andrea's obviously going with you and says, and boy, are we going to have some fun.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
One of the girls I work with went to Mexico last year with 2 of her best friends, and I was just secretly, like, stalking her on her Insta feed last night and just looking at their photos from when they were there. And sweet baby cheeses, I was just like, my God, we could get up to.
One of my best weeks is the week I take the Wigs World Girls overseas. It's the best week of the year.
Like Joe actually had her telco do something nice for her. Jesus, that's nice. Jackie got called for a job interview. Yay! Oh, look, she needs in aged care because she needed a break from child protection. Jesus, Jackie, like,
me.
I don't know. You are just made of stronger stuff than the rest of us.
No.
And exactly what Gillian says to you, thank you for working in child protection. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I don't actually know how you do that and compartmentalise it enough you can actually
keep. Lizzie here, our runner.
Yes.
She used to work in aged care. She had to get out of it because everyone kept dying and it was just too much.
Yes. But I don't know. I think there's a process in aged care where if an elderly person is dying, it's sad, but it's like, you know, but when you have a small child who's being abused by a parent or a loved one, yeah.
But even elderly people get abused by their...
Oh, elder abuse at the moment is astronomical.
And none of the children are around and they just employ me to go and take care of them. Well, come on.
Yeah. It's so true. And I actually interviewed a woman last year. No, actually, we're not going there.
I shared a moment with a young teacher who had just taught a great lesson to her class.
Oh.
Teachers are also very good people.
Yes.
Penny Walsh.
Right. Belinda says, one good thing, it rained a lot in D-Town today, which is Darwin, which cut the humidity by 11 gigajillion, which, yes, is a correct technical numerical term. And by the way, if Adelaide is stale white toast and Brisbane is stale white toast with good weather, what is Darwin? Darwin is moss, Belinda. It's just...
mouldy.
Mouldy moss.
It's mouldy rye bread.
It's pumpernickel.
Well, what's Sydney then?
It's pumpernickel.
With sourdough, because everyone's cranky.
No Melbourne sourdough. Sydney's got no form of bread. Gluten? Are you kidding? Maddie says burnt toast. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Okay, of course it rains in Darwin. Doesn't it rain in... anyway, enough. Mary says, oh yes, how was Amanda Palmer? Yes, Amanda Palmer was great. And
we talked about that.
Right? We would have loved to have stayed, but I'm too old. Jodie found her voice and took on the insurance company. So, yeah, that's great. There's Nicole. So see Nicole? It says, Amanda fucking Palmer held my hand. So... Nicole is a dear friend of mine and Rob's, and she has the phrase wonder cunt. And like all of us women are wonder cunts because we're awesome, right? So you all need to start using the word wonder cunt.
Rather than a thunder cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's bad.
I can't imagine. If you've got a thunder cunt, it depends on where you are and whether you've got plastic flooring and sheeting to take care of it. But really, Amanda Palmer's skin is so remarkable. You
can
kind of just want to touch it.
You just for like...
Sure.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. I taught some wonderful humans.
Who? Cameron. Who said this?
Cameron.
No, they didn't. Oh, Cameron.
I taught some wonderful humans the important... The lesson isn't important, but what they took from the lesson is love. Love to the Hot Flush family. Thank you, Cameron.
Cameron was one of Oscar's...
Can you just press pause? Because apparently we're not...
Cameron was... no, they need to take it outside.
Can, guys, can...
You
seriously.
You shut up, both of you.
No!
White socks, Harry.
My house.
Did you hear that? That's a teenager back chatting.
Can I have
teenage back chatting. No. Go away. I'm cranky. Metal. I'm very cranky at you now.
Just tell me where
I like that you gave him a smack on the bottom.
I did. That's not okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Shut it down. Cameron was one of Oscar's teachers at the Remarkable School of Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And he now actually works in a school with kids that find schooling really challenging. So he is another...
Good person.
He is another amazing human. Okay. Nicole. Oh, no, we're not answering questions. Sorry, Nicole. Ask us that again next week. Annette. She won quarter of her battle with the NDIS. Oh, Annette, a quarter of a victory is still a victory. And she discovered the joy of two condiments.
Two condiments is what you have to use when you're making a roll or sandwich. You've been making some good rolls this week.
They have been magnificent.
Are they good?
Yeah.
They're good.
And when I put it up, our little Insta story earlier in the week about the sandwich, Jasper actually responded to it and he went, that roll today was so good. And he's a non-roll eater. Like, he'll take a little thermos of leftovers or something.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Helen
went back to Weight Watchers. Boom. I found Meredith Dairy. Oh, this is AJ. I found Meredith Dairy marinated goat cheese at Costco. I live in Canada at the moment.
Yes.
And it made me so freaking happy. It's the little thing.
AJ, I wrote a story about that last month because they set up a whole thing with Costco through Austrade. And it's there. It's happened. That makes me... That's so cool. So cool.
Here's one that's just... Perfect for our little... Charmaine, how to deal with self-centred, entitled adult children living at home, taking a mental day off midweek and absolutely did nothing except massage and physio appointments. Good. I'm glad you did that. How to deal with... Kim just smacked mine on the bottom as he left the room.
And then I slammed the door in his face because, quite frankly, at the moment, if you have a penis, you are on a very, very, very... thin line with me, and a little bit of teenage back chat. It's just no. Hey, you missed some. You missed Fiona saying she ate the most incredible piece of baked lemon cheesecake with some caramelized passion fruit sauce stuff on the top today. And you know, passion fruit sauce stuff, that's an official condiment. That sounds delicious.
That goes with our passion fruit cruiser that we're drinking.
Yes. Kate, we're going to talk about getting your food mojo back when we're later next time. So ask again next week. One good thing. Kim says, one good thing. Hysterectomy in November. She enrolled in a Boobs on the Run program in January. Running 3 times a week. Kim, that's amazing. She's now started the... have now found the runner's high. Yeah, it's a thing.
Remember when you used to run?
Yeah, and I remember that high.
What did you call yourself? The fat runner.
I was a fat runner. Because I ran, but I was still fat.
But you used to ring... Who did you ring?
James Valentine. Used to ring him as the fat runner. We had a thing going for a while.
I love him.
I know. He's so good. Leah says the house was struck by lightning, but it didn't burn down. Hashtag bright side. Jesus. That's pretty full on. Didn't you have lightning strike in your lawn?
Yeah.
Did you
get that over your place?
I swear to God. What is it with, like, East Lingfield?
They just hate us.
Thank God I'm moving.
Oh, yes. Anyone live up near Brisbane, you have to...
You're going to get a new... one of our hot flushes is moving up there. And she's a bit younger than us, but...
She's still one of us.
She's still one of us.
Okay. Beverly went to the firefight on Sunday and Blanc de Blanc Encore at Adelaide Fringe over there for work. The rest of the past 9 days could suck balls. The fire... Like, did you hear KD Lang's thing?
Yeah.
I just, like, rewound it 4 times in a row.
I know, the whole thing. That whole night, I didn't... The only thing I did watch was KD, like, in the next day, because everyone was talking about it. Apparently Queen did the full set that they'd done at Live Aid, and, I mean, I just... Those sorts of things are just so awesome. Okay. Gillian, she found she can sing Alleluia by herself, a cappella style, and it sounds bloody amazing.
I can
singing do lessons are paying off.
I can do it. I haven't even had singing lessons.
I was a secret chord the day they pleased the Lord. But Judah.
Hey, look at Yale. Yale's off to Japan, but she got this.
She's already there.
Oh, she's got this cuff made with. I see that is a Your Script Uber cuff.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
Oh, y'all, I am so glad you got that.
Fiona ran into Kim in Circular Quay.
She did.
Do you know her?
We were, yeah, that's so Fiona and I, we were at uni together. She was there the same time as us, and she was living at All Saints College when I was. We were living tutors.
Of course you were.
Where, of course, one of the male tutors was sleeping with one of the high school students, because it wasn't that great. I'm yet to hear the scandals come out about that. Stannies sort of stole all of their thunder by just brutally raping boys for decades. So, you know, just male-female shenanigans just
boring.
Sort of felt, yeah, boring. Yeah, so we went to uni together, and then we've, you know, obviously just kicked around, kept in touch, know each other ever since. And I was pissy from this do in the Botanic Gardens heading to Amanda Palmer.
Seems to be a thing.
And there she was, like a vision.
Can I say something now that I've finished?
Oh, no, wait.
Oh, God.
So Fiona has really short hair and it has...
No, you wait. I'm going to tell you now that I drank that pineapple cruiser and I thought it was disgusting.
I think my tampon just fell out.
I feel sick.
It's just like...
So keep telling us about your...
I can feel it.
Okay, you go and...
No, no, it's fine. I can... My pelvic floor's quite good now. I can squeeze it back in. No, Fiona has awesome, like, salt and pepper short hair.
So boring for anyone.
And I told Rob last week... I'm going to grow it out and see what colour my hair is.
I think you should.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... So now you go. There you go. Emma says her daughter made it down the 9 stairs to make it to her own bed after 2 weeks upstairs in my bed. She has a broken arm and leg.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. That is huge progress. Horrible she has a broken arm and leg, but that is awesome. That's great.
Oh, God.
And also you get your own bed back, so that's quite nice.
Liz, the best thing about this week was watching Artists Unite and the fabulous concert for our Via victims. Off to Toowoomba for Red Hot Summer Tour and to see some fabulous bands in the cool 23 degrees. Happy Saturday. I love Liz. She's also a very, very decent breast cancer survivor who kicked that in the cunt totally.
I like that.
Oh, I love this, but my CAF classroom in Queensland got air conditioning.
Janet, oh, that's so great.
Jennifer. Oh, God, thank God.
Catherine has asked, she's driving home from work late tonight. Will the new potty be up? Yes, I'm going
to... Are you going to do it up today?
Sure.
Oh, I think you should now that you've...
Now she's asked.
Catherine.
I'm just going to say that because it's about me. Linda said, my daughter was feeling anxious and overwhelmed, and I used Kim's question, how do you eat an elephant? And it broke the tension and helped put things into perspective. Thanks, Kim. Yay.
Linda had her 2 yearly mammogram and got the all clear. Yay, but God, they bloody hurt. Not as much as getting your face drilled.
No.
No, they do hurt.
Yeah, they do hurt.
You're awake.
Shut up.
Hurts less than chemo, though.
But Linda, the best is yet to come. Off to Sunset Drinks and dinner tomorrow night and a concert at Rottnest tomorrow with the lovely Kylie and Janelle. So these are all girls who met on one of my Wigs World trips.
Oh.
And they're all still friends. They're the best chicks.
That's very good. Gillian found the groove with Distance Ed and her Year 9er, Special Ed. Really hard transition, but hard work is paying off. So good to hear. Those victories, my God, you've got to steal them with those situations. She got some work, which will take about 3 hours, and we'll pay $500. So that's not bad.
I hope it's you not being a lady of the night, Lorna, but if you are, no judgment there.
If you are, Lorna, just be safe and enjoy it. No, that's rude. Just be safe. It's still a job. It's a legitimate job.
It's a legitimate job. Hi, Cindy. I'm out tonight to celebrate my sister's 50th, her husband's 40th, and their son's 18th birthday. So she's made 108 cake for them. That's really lovely.
That is quite lovely.
Nicole, the highlight of my week was a 6-hour round trip to surprise our daughter and her boyfriend to watch their basketball final. The look on their face was priceless when we walked in. It was worth the 1 a.m. finish.
Jesus, you're a better parent than me, Nicole.
I'm saying.
Julia. I went out for a belated birthday dinner with two lovely friends. I have had friend issues maximus over the last year and had to break away from an abusive so-called friend.
Yep.
So I rejoiced last night at wine and food with the women who really are friends.
You know, and history doesn't mean that they still belong in your life.
No.
You know, reason, season, and a lifetime. Oh,
and she made my chocolate chip bikkies off my all-consuming blog.
Okay. Yeah. How is that blog resurrection coming? She's right, mate. It's fine.
No, well, this is off my the retired all-consuming one and the new all-consuming food one. I don't know. I think there's like three recipes on there. I'm working at it really hard.
What are you looking forward to?
Mate, what am I looking forward to? I'm having the family around tomorrow afternoon for Oscar's birthday.
Yes.
Oscar is 22 on Tuesday.
Jesus. I remember his 21st was only yesterday.
I know. I remember when he was like, you know, pushed out my, you know, lady garden. Fuck, that hurt. He didn't even weigh 2 kilos. He was like 4 pounds and it hurt like a bastard. Anyway, yeah, so the family's coming over for that tomorrow. And
I'm looking forward to going away for a couple of days midweek with my boyfriend, Mr. Wu, because school camp is coming up. And my friend Kirsten, her kids go on school camp at the same time every year, and her and Scott, her husband, go to Noosa for that week.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're not going to go to Noosa.
How are some of these parents so
just
smart?
Smart.
It never occurred to me to do that.
Yeah, when your kids go on camp. Well, the little one's going to be here, but we're just going to schlep one of the grandparents in to stay. Yeah. And we're just going to go 3 nights, maybe up mountains.
Do you know what's happening next weekend?
What?
Next weekend is Mardi Gras. Yes. So we've got tickets for our favourite beer bar for their, you know, to be there, which is on Oxford Street.
Lovely.
And then we've got a night in a super swanky hotel just off Oxford Street.
Fantastic.
In a boutique artisan type, you know, establishment.
Oh, lovely. So you have got some good things to
do. So some lovely things coming up.
Yes.
And the refrigerator door's getting fixed on Wednesday.
And you've got aircon now.
And I've got an air conditioner in my room.
So it's not all shit, Kim.
And I'm seeing my dentist on Monday to restart the rebuild Kim's mouth.
Yeah, that's
which is
great.
A little bit scary. But Monday is just getting back, having a clean, having a look, and then starting the and then booking in the process.
Oh, it's just going to cost you a fortune.
About $8,000.
Yeah, I think I've already spent that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's end on a high note. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to all our new flushers. I think we're up to 2,500.
I know.
Thousand.
About 2,500.
And
we're over 170,000 listens. Of the podcast.
Oh, remember when we were going to do that 100,000 listening party?
Yeah. No, yeah. The 100,000 listening party. Yeah.
Let's make it 200,000.
Okay.
But no, let's seriously put some details out for after the Lucy Bloom morning tea. Let's find a cool pub nearby.
Yep.
Come along. Let's drink a long lunch. Get together with the flushers. We'll reserve an area and we'll give you lots of notice so you can...
So that's on Sunday the 8th of March. So, yeah.
Divine.
I'll just find somewhere, and it's right in the city, so I'll have a bit of a look around.
Can we put a like an event up?
Yes.
So we can get an idea of numbers.
Numbers, yes.
And maybe people can get lifts with people. If
yes,
yeah, okay, let's do
yes,
it.
Let's
and
do
we're
that.
We're going to do that, and not just say it. We're going
to
do it.
We're going to do it, and you're going to talk to the people that you talk to about maybe working out doing a long weekend in
on Kangaroo Island. Apparently everyone's going there at the moment, though.
Because everyone's like, let's support them.
Oh, yeah, no, which is good. Anyway, I'm sorry that we've fugged along a lot. You know, we had a funny old week. We hope you're okay. Just take good care of yourself.
Just be kind.
Be kind.
And if you see someone who is not looking okay, actually say something.
Yeah, give
them
a hug.
Let's all stop going, oh, no, that'll look weird if I ask. No,
or like,
be weird.
Just come and have a cup of tea with me.
Yeah.
And I'll lie you on the couch and give you a little cotton.
And also, don't ask what you can do. Just do something.
Okay.
That's the other
thing. So that's us for this week. Kim, what would you like to say?
Just keep plucking.